Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm welcoming you. You need an earphone if you can't hear. Get the thing. Good morning and welcome. On behalf of the Director General, Mr. Lamy, who asked me to convey his apologies for not being here for the opening, but of course you know from the programme that he is going to be here on Friday for the wrap-up. So really, all I want to say at this juncture is that we're very pleased to host this event together with the Graduate Institute and the World Bank. And we look forward to 2.5 days of fairly intensive work, I think. And with that, I'd like to introduce Richard Baldwin from the Graduate Institute, who's going to say a few words.
Thank you, Patrick. Just a few words of thanks and explanation. This is the second annual conference of the TATE program. TATE stands for Thinking Ahead on International Trade. Our goal is to promote world-class interdisciplinary research on medium-term challenges facing the world trade system in general and the WTO in particular. Solving these problems that we all know, will not come without political conflict, but our goal is to reduce the conflict that may arise from misunderstandings of conceptual issues or factual basis. My thanks. First, let me thank the people whose stellar organizational skills made this conference possible. I'd especially like to recognize the efforts of Dr. Teresa Carpenter, who almost all of you have been in touch with, and who is the Executive Director of the Center for Trade and Economic Integration at the Graduate Institute, which is sponsoring the TATE program, and Angelica Zanelli, who is a meeting manager of the Center for Trade and Economic Integration, as well as the peerless staff of the WTO who turns out meetings like this, I guess, 3 or 4 times a day. So truly impressive. Last, let me thank the sponsors who've made this possible. They're all listed on the back of the program, in particular the Graduate Institute, the World Bank, the World Trade Organization, the Swiss Confederation, in particular STECO, the Danish Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and Mercuria, a local energy trading company who's run by an alumni of the Graduate Institute and a friend of the center. With that, I'll just turn the microphone over to Richard Neufarmer from the World Bank.
Thanks, Richard. It's a pleasure for the World Bank to participate in this conference. The idea, actually, of our joining forces with Richard was born, I don't know, 11 or 12 months ago at a respectable bar late at night and somewhere as I was bemoaning the fact that our organization really hadn't committed sufficient resources to dealing with trade and climate change, that I turned to Patrick and made this comment, and Patrick, somewhere in the middle of a cigar in our second cognac, said, why don't we pool resources with Richard and his effort and see if we can do something really good? And so indeed, here we are 11, 12 months later, and I think the agenda really does contain the elements of something really good. But indeed, the proof of the pudding is in the tasting, and I think it's up to us collectively to make this a wonderful happening. But nonetheless, I think particularly because of Richard's involvement and Teresa's wonderful administrative work, I think the ingredients are clearly here, and so I look forward to a terrific session over the next 3 days and bid you welcome.
Thanks very much. So now we ask the first panel to come up, and we're starting a little ahead of time. Let's try and keep it that way.
Introduce the chair.
The chair of the next panel is Ricardo Meléndez, whom you, I'm sure, all know from ICTSD. Ricardo.